This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. The final Milwaukee Public School built before 1978 will be free of lead dust by the end of next week. Superintendent Dr. Brenda Casilia says throughout the 11-month lead crisis, the district spent millions.
We estimate that our total costs will be around $43 million as of November 17. This includes about $36 million in expenses for contract work over the summer and about $7 million in our direct expenses, including the most recent round of post-1950 elementary schools.
Dr. Casilia says the district will continue testing students of lead later this year. A father in the village of Union Grove is in custody for alleged child sex crimes. 36-year-old Aaron Rolowski faces 10 counts of possession of child pornography. The sheriff's office says his wife discovered hundreds of images downloaded from a messenger app on a cell phone. Rolowski is in custody on a $50,000 bond and has a no-contact order with his children. Republican leaders in the state assembly have blocked a bipartisan bill that would extend postpartum Medicaid coverage for new mothers. Several Democrats are calling out Speaker Robin Voss.
Why might he do that? To avoid getting this to a vote on the floor. And I'm mad about it.
The legislation already passed in the state Senate and has nearly 30 GOP co-authors in the assembly. State Representative Robin Vining.
It shouldn't be this hard to get Republicans to do the right thing. Wisconsin women deserve access to quality, affordable health care, and that includes postpartum care.
Similar bills have been passed in 48 other states. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot
but,
of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. What's up, Kwanda? What's up, S.E.? And what's up, Sincere? How's everybody doing? It is Pop-Off Friday, and I have just one topic, maybe two, one topic that has been driving me crazy all week, and I've been talking to people, and I hung out last night, and I was like, hang on a second. I got all this stuff around my neck. Doing all that stuff. Y'all might be trying to read my ID card or something. You know, I got to put my stuff up because y'all be pretending like y'all me. So here's my thought. And you tell me if I'm correct. I'm not trying to be mean, but I can do it because I'm a man. So we've had so many things and women become apoplectic when you say something that's like only men. And at this point, I don't really care. Women will just get upset. They'll just get upset. we're in this, oh, everybody's having trauma. Oh, black women are having all this. Oh, white women are. Okay. Men have it too. And I don't care how the past was. I'm talking about today. But I want to talk about something very specific. And, of course, I have trouble saying the word specific, so I got to be careful. I want to talk to you about men today. All that. Women you can call in, men you can call in, but I want men to call in. I don't. Women can call in and have their point and make their points and talk in text line. And of course, 833-212-1017 is the number. Or if you want to hit us, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Just scroll down and click watch live and log in with your email. And then you can subscribe and hit the notification bell. And every time we're live, they'll let you know. But you can also text. Okay? All right. So I want to talk about the punkification of men. And there are four things I want you to consider. There are four things that we might need. Four things we want to look at today. So if you have any comments about men and how they're perceived in society today, not this nonsense of toxic masculinity. That's just stupid. But I'm talking about four things that I think everyone, men and women, and I'm kind of talking to black men in Milwaukee. Okay? Number one, we have to first identify what people mean by weak. When you say, he's weak, what does that mean? Does he not stand up? Is he not toxic enough? Is he not, like, all that, right? And so that's one of the things I think we need to identify so that we can understand the category and categorize, because that's what my generation does, what the boomer generation does. We categorize things so we can understand it and then make comparisons. So let's figure out what's weak. Let's identify that. Number two, we need to examine what modern pressures are on men. Back in the day when you just kill something, bring it home, she cooked it. Yeah. It's a little different today. We got so many things that takes up a man's life. Not just family, but kids and friends and bowling and cigar smoking and football and basketball and all that. Like a million other things. Not to mention social media. Social media is causing what I think is a deleterious effect on men because men have to live up to the guys that are on there. See, women, we always talk about women. Oh, women have to do this and women have to do that. But guys got to, you know, hold up to the AI-made muscular guy with the six-pack abs and all that, which is unreal. And most of those guys are going to get old and fat anyway. You know, the worst thing I've ever seen, this will sound weird, the worst thing I've ever seen, and I mean, I'm in decent shape, to see a muscular, ripped 80-year-old. Like, that's the weirdest thing in the world. Like, really? Like, your body is wrinkled, but you got muscles. I just don't understand that. Number three, we need to compare historical versus current expectations. I think, and I'll talk about all of these, but I think we need to bring back some of those historical expectations. I think some of the current expectations of men has caused men to lack the ingredients to be strong black men. Those little things they do. Example, I was in Wauwatosa today. I was at the Starbucks in Wauwatosa in Tosa Village, right there on State Street or off State Street. I went to go in the door. There's a guy walking in front of me. There's a woman walking up to the door adjacent to us. And as he walks in the door, he looks back and sees her, walks in first, and then holds the door open like, come in behind me. So then I'm thinking, well, maybe the second door, he's going to hold it open for her and let her go first. Nah, he didn't do that. You know what he did? Walked right in and said, and just kind of pushed the door open and she could get it. Now, granted, women have caused that. And if you disagree, 833-212-1017. But women have caused that. Women have said they can do every single thing themselves. So then, fine. Do it yourself. Get your car door. Get your building door. I get to go first when I'm doing something. You don't get to go in first. I'm not holding an umbrella. I'm not holding a door. I'm not holding anything. Too bad. I think those are some of the current expectations. Now, I think secretly, many women like chivalric men. Men that have chivalry. Men that hold doors open and umbrellas over women and put their, well, I ain't never seen nobody put their coat on the ground so a woman could walk over it in the water. That's just stupid. I ain't rolling in a perfectly good coat for somebody I don't know. But at some point, You do things because you want to make her feel a certain way, not just to do it and check a box. And then finally, we need to look at social and cultural shifts. Times have changed and people have not. I think we're pretending to be different and we're pretending we don't want those things because everybody else says we don't want those things. But in fact, I think women long for a strong, straightforward, direct, but caring and compassionate man. What do you say? 833-212-1017 is the number. Do you agree or do you disagree? What about the punkification of men? At some point, we need to consider this because this is Pop-Off Friday. And I got to tell you, today, especially when I think about younger men, and to a point, some older men, you know what I think? I don't think man. I think punked.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Are men punks today? Are black men punks? I just want to know. This pop off Friday, and I thought I'd pop off about something that I can talk about because y'all always get mad. You can't talk about that. You can't do that. Whatever. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real say it's a man's world. No, it's not. No, it's not. Talk to most men and most married men. Yeah, well, yeah. She says she want to do, and I look at them sometime, and I'll be like, what? Yeah. You know, I've been gone too long, so she want me home. What? Huh? You're a grown man. Tell her where you at. Give her your location. Tell her, here I am. Boop, there you go. Now you want to know where I'm at? There you go. Weird. I told Ronnie Ray Real, keep dreaming. Ms. Smith said, right, there is a toxic masculinity saying women are to blame for when men treat them rudely or disrespectfully. What? No, I totally 100% disagree. Are there some men that are toxic? Yes. But to claim all men, you know, you got to be careful. That's why men are punks today. That's why men are punks today. Ladies, you really want a man you can walk all over? You want a man that'll do anything you say? No pushback, no nothing? Just roll over like a punk? I doubt that. I doubt it. Ms. Smith said, women are saying they're capable, but nobody's saying you're not capable. You missed the point. See, that's the problem. We think, well, if you're not saying this, then you're saying this. Don't put words in a person's mouth. She wrote, women are saying they're capable. I want you to speak for you, Ms. Smith. You don't speak for all women. Just like I don't speak for all men. I speak for me. Women are saying they're capable human beings and can do the same things men do. No, you can't. No, you cannot. Has nothing to do with holding a door open for someone. That's just ridiculous. Really? Really? So tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not holding a door open for anybody for the next week. I want to see what happens. I want to see the weird looks I look. And when they do, I'm going to say, you know, you should get in the 1017 The Truth chat at 1017thetruth.com on the YouTube page and talk to Miss Smith. Because she's the one that said women are capable beings and capable of doing the same things men can do. That's a lie. And I don't care if you've held a door open for both men and women. So what? And that's exactly what I'm saying. If it doesn't matter, then don't let it matter. You don't have to tell me you held a door open for somebody or show. That's like your white friend saying, well, I got a black friend or I got a white friend. 833-212-1017. What's on your mind? Because women cannot do everything that men do. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I'll say it right now. Men cannot do everything women can do, and women cannot do everything men can do. That is a lie. Now, y'all can dream if y'all want to. Y'all can make it up, stretch, make people feel good. I'm going to make you feel good because, you know, I don't want you to feel bad. Too bad. That's why women forfeited fights, what, in the Olympics? Because they got punched in the face. The weakest man is usually stronger than the strongest woman. Notice I said usually, because there are some women that are, in fact, strong and stronger than some men. But don't pick the weakest punked man and then say, see, I can do what they can do. No. Find somebody your size. Because a man the same size as a woman, by and large, is stronger than her and can pick things up, do things, has strengths that women don't have, can do things and think in ways that women don't have. And juxtapose, women can too. Women can do an inordinate amount of things that men can't and vice versa. So let's stop this. One isn't bigger or better than the other. They're just different. But this men can be toxic. Women can be toxic too. The downfall of most men is because of a woman, not because of money or drugs. It's women causing all kind of nonsense. Watch this. You ready? I'm gonna make them really mad. Emotional nonsense. Okay, I'm just kidding. But at some point, we have to recognize that because of that, and because we've had so many households with women in them, young boys have become punks who grew into punk teens, and now they're punked men. And they expect everything. Well, I don't feel like doing it. So? Well, I don't understand what that has to do with anything. You still have to do it. Well, what? Like, what? It's just weird. And me personally, I'm tired of seeing it. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Are black men today punkified? 833-212-1017 is the number. Fon said, I've been treating this woman like second citizens. Unless you're my family, I will not do anything for you. I do not know you or owe you. Women are mad simply because they can't beat us up. They get pregnant. We get them pregnant. Men could have hundreds of kids if he chooses. Feminism shaking my head. Well, I think you added some stuff in there, Fonz, that's kind of separate. But anyway, those are his thoughts. I don't treat women like second-class citizens. Women are first-class citizens, just like men are. But you ready? We may be equal in some areas, but we're not equal in all areas. Just like women have strengths in some areas and men don't, men have strengths in some areas and women don't. But then we've punked men and told men, you can't show that. You can't be masculine. It's the same nonsense. Oh, the police have a warrior mindset. You ever been shot at before? Have you ever had to fight somebody and they were trying to literally kill you and you had to save your own life? Until then, if you fight like a punk, you're going to die. But if you fight like a warrior, you just might save your life. The cool thing is most warriors save other people's lives too. But we forget about that. We'll just make black men as weak as possible. And, you know, unfortunately, it's happening in our schools. It is happening in our schools. And it's terrible. So then when you talk about being weak, it often refers to emotional resilience, discipline, leadership, work ethic, purpose, handling adversity. Most men are punks when it comes to that. I don't want to do that. Because no one has ever told them no. They've never had to work through any feelings. They never had to work through any somebody telling them no. Like no means no. No, you can't, I can't get that. I'm going to get mad. I'm going to go around. Whatever. Makes no sense. But we allow it to happen. No emotional resilience whatsoever. And I'm not saying you can't cry. I'm not saying that at all. I've cried. I'm saying at some point you should have enough self-discipline that when you're done, your ego kicks in and says, I can't live like this. I need to stand up and be responsible. I need some self-leadership. I need to regulate my emotions. I need to make sure I have plans for the future. And I have to realize that I'm going to trip and fall and skin my knee, but I have to stand up and brush it off and keep going. Or you could be a punk. You could hit adversity and fall over like a rag doll. I'm tired. I'm sorry. And I see it in Milwaukee all the time. And so the question is, are there any real role models or all this? In the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to dive into a little bit of that because I got about 10 questions I have about the punkification of men. After my top five at five, I'm a drive through that. And I want to see and hear what you have to say about it. And so after my top five at five, you'll be able to call in and answer any of these questions I ask you about men. And I want ladies to call in and men. See, this thing in going through life of thinking that, and it's happened in the past. Women have been held back. That's fine. But that don't mean you get to hold me back now because women were held back in the day. I'm sorry. I apologize for it. But then again, I didn't do it, so what am I apologizing for? Bottom line is you got to step up and handle your own. Now, do we help? I think we should. When men can be of help, I think they should, to both men and women. Fon said they're too emotional. They should never get the right to vote. LOL. Well, he's just fan of the flame. I know he don't really feel like that because I know him and I know his family. And he'd probably get knocked upside the head if somebody heard him. What'd you say? Right? Because I'm just, just saying. Ms. Swift said, the point about holding the door open for both men and women was made because you made it sound like only men are required to hold doors open for women. It's just being polite. I don't care when women hold the door open for me. I just go, thank you, and keep going. It doesn't mean anything to me. It means something when I do something for someone else. That's self-serving for me. Yeah, she held it open for me. Oh, thanks. Doesn't really mean anything because I know she did it to be polite. I do it because I believe I have to and I should. That's the difference. B. Bruce said, not only are too many black men too punkified, but they too loudly stupid talking and acting. Ronnie Ray Real said, punks are punks, cut, born and raised. Dimitri, Dr. Kieran, how you doing? Oh, I'm popping off today. That's how I'm doing. But I got to agree with B. Bruce, like too many black men are soft. And you don't have to be hard or commit a crime to prove that you're a man. You have to put away childish things. I hold the door open for a woman whether she wants me to or not, whether she gets mad or not. I've had people snatch the door out of my hand like, huh, I can do it for myself. I'm like, I don't care. I did it for you. Get over yourself. Like you're doing me a favor. I don't even know you. Like, why are you even getting emotional about a door? And it's unfortunate. Cassie said, are punks a certain age group? No. No, they're Gen Z. Millennial? X? And I've seen a few punk boomers too. I've seen it. See, you can't have both. You can't have both sides of the coin. I want a strong man that's going to take care of me. And then treat him like dirt. Talk down to him. Misuse him. Misinterpret what he's saying. All that. And it's unfortunate, but that's just how life is. Now, if you're willing to accept women for how they are, and I mean the woman in your life, the way they are, then accept it. And watch this. Ms. Smith said, why can't you have this discussion about men without needing to throw women under the bus while you're having it? Leave women out of it. Women are the cause for men being punks. That's why. And the next time you start crying and complaining and being upset about why you were treated a certain way, don't blame it on a man. Don't say it's men. And you can say wrong if you want. That's your prerogative. That's your opinion. Everybody has their own opinion. You just can't have your own set of facts. And bottom line, most men are punked by women. And I don't know how you as a woman could say that because you're not a man. See what I mean? If it doesn't fit your narrative or fit the way you think it should be, it's wrong. And that same person is your school teacher. That same person is your mother, your aunt, who's speaking that nonsense into your life without a male role model to counter it. It's not that it's wrong, but there needs to be something to counter it. And that's one of the things we have to be sure that we do for our boy. So in the 5 o'clock hour, I got some questions. I should probably ask them now because that's how you all are because y'all sweating me. Women are not to be blamed for when men act badly. Stop it. Nobody said act bad. Time out. Did I say when men act badly? No. So why don't you stop putting words in my mouth and actually listen to what I'm saying? Like actually listen. Being a punk is a punk. That don't mean you did something bad. That just means, I believe, you're not standing up into your own and being a responsible, accountable man. Now, you seem to have a problem with men being men. So that's a whole other issue. But if you have a problem with men standing up and being men and recognizing that their mothers made them that way and their sisters made them that way, a man usually is not going to make a man a punk. So I don't know where you're coming from. But then again, you're not a man. So how would you know?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's not a heated conversation. I ain't mad at Miss Smith, and I don't think she's mad at me either. Just, you know. Somebody told her she should call in. She said, nah, I'm not calling in. I just find it interesting how Dr. Ken says he wants to talk about men, and then the first thing he brings up, something negative about women. You take that as being negative? You look at it and say, what was on my mind? A little sensitive there, huh? Okay. All right. Sincere, stop it. Causing trouble. Melody said, women in their lives make men punks, outrageous and comical. Do you have a son you can pull the true factual life lessons from? Five brothers, one son, no punks here. This conversation is silly. Bye. 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 Don't let the dough hit you. Mal said, Ken, what do you define as a punk? Somebody who doesn't engage and doesn't accept stress, resistance, trouble, right? They hide from it. They absolve all responsibility. They don't stand up and take the hit when it's their time to take the hit, be responsible for when they make a mistake, get the praise when they are successful. It's like they only want successful. And if something goes wrong or go bad, instead of standing up, they run. That's a punk. Melody said, definition of punk, talking. So she's like calling me a punk. So let me ask the question. Does anybody there think that I'm a punk? And don't say yeah just to be, you know, ridiculous and say yeah. Do you actually? Ms. Smith said, okay, thanks for giving your definition. That is not the typical definition of punk. Exactly. Because today, just being scared or getting beat up all the time when I was growing up made you a punk. Cassie, you need to stop. And so that was the definition then. Now, how can I say this? And this is a negative way. We all acknowledge the fact that men and women react differently. That women are more compassionate, more emotional, more. It's not a negative thing. So don't get all in your feelings. We're just different. We have to remember that today, if I were to close my eyes and somebody told me that a person got told this, or this situation happened, and this is how the person responded, and they didn't tell me the gender, I couldn't tell a man from a woman. Mao said, Dr. Ken, don't you think society as a whole is at fault for having too many punks these days? No. No. What? That's another thing. When somebody calls you out, well, it wasn't me. I wasn't by myself. It was their fault. That's a punk. Mao, check yourself. 833-212-1017 is enough. I'm just having fun today. We have to understand that women literally have some of the most powerful ingredients, tools in the world. In the world, all those men that you find that are strong and stand up and take control, take care of their families, do all those quote unquote things so-called traditional families want, they're like that because of their mothers and their fathers. Their mothers don't. What are you doing, crying? Yeah, get up. But you fell off the bike, get up. Brush yourself off. Did you break anything? No? Okay, keep riding. Bye. And they thought, well, I guess I'm okay. And Mao needs to understand that you can't blame society for something that you do. Oh, it was society's fault that I broke into that house. It's society's fault that I let people walk over me. It's society's fault that I sexually assault people. What? Where will it end? Where will it end? Well, it's society's fault. See, it's somebody else's fault that I live in poverty. It's somebody else's fault. In some cases, it is, and I'm not saying it's 100%, but most of the time, when you struggle, you have to man up. You have to man up. You have to man up and take the good with the bad. But we come back. I got calls. I got talking texts. I'm getting beat up by people. Cassie beating me up. Who else? Miss Smith beating me up. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I sound like a punk.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You send me swinging.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 47 minutes after the hour. Dimitri, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. How are you?
All right, Dr. Ken. How are you doing this
afternoon?
Good. I just wanted to chime in because this is a very interesting topic, and it's sure to ruffle a lot of feathers, but who cares? I just want to chime in. There are way too many punks out here, and punkified men in general, and punkified black men in particular. It's not, I don't want to like
this guy
say that
say
women
you, this
are the is primary the, cause.
This
but,
is the truth.
But, I mean, yeah, hey, well, the truth is going to hurt some, it's going to hurt, but maybe it'll hurt, maybe it'll help others. You know, women need to start holding themselves accountable for the things they say and do. There's a lack of accountability on both sides, both with men and women, but women in particular.
In
and
what
I
way?
Also want to touch on
hang
something.
On, in what way regarding men or boys?
Okay, well, it's like a lot of the wrongdoing. I'm thinking in terms of like when, say, for instance, if a young boy or a young man goes out and commits a crime, we don't ever see, or at least not in public anyway, the mother chastising the son saying, you shouldn't have been there, you shouldn't have been doing this, you shouldn't have been hanging with this group of kids or this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one example. It also goes back to so-called quote-unquote toxic masculinity, and we touched on that term. I don't know if you remember.
Yep.
But you said that you hate that term, and I hate it too. Well, if there's going to be toxic masculinity, which I don't think there is, but say for instance if there is, then there should be, there's toxic femininity. You can't have one without the other as far as that goes. I personally feel that that's contributing to the rise in punctified men. That's part of the problem. That's not the only reason why men are the way they are. This so-called term of toxic masculinity, that's got to get thrown away. Because like I said, if you're going to have toxic masculinity, then there's toxic femininity.
Okay.
And believe me, there's a ton of it.
All right.
You know, so that's all I want to say. All right.
Thank you
Thanks
much.
Thanks for letting me call in.
All right. Take care.
All right.
833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Well, great evening to y'all. I know some people say women got to take accountability, but I'm kind of confused because I know when some black mothers and great-grandmothers said if a man put his hand on you or if a white man put his hands on you, you give it to him 10 million times harder and stronger.
Okay.
But the black men are told to turn the other cheek. But when the white man screamed his AR-15 and his gun rights and he runs in groups, he told he's a man. So how is it you're going to blame women for telling their sons to be warriors and blame the great-grandmothers who say if a white man put his hand on you, you beat him 10 million times harder? But then the black men who are told that, they are told to back down and turn the other cheek. But when it comes to the white man, I don't hear the same thing. So I'm just kind of confused.
I've never heard that.
With that.
I've never heard back down, and that must be a Southern thing.
I have heard, because I know sometimes when you talk, you say, well, I won't go through a sundown town. I stay away. But some black men say, I'll go through it, and I damn try me.
But do you understand why I say I won't go through a sundown town?
Why?
Because I'm trained, and I'm going to end up defending myself in a way that many people aren't trained to do. I know it's going to go down, and I know it's going to go bad. So if I know that, I just avoid it.
But shouldn't you tell black men go wherever you feel?
I always say that. Go wherever you want to feel. But understand what you're walking into as well. Don't be stupid.
So
like, don't go into a sundown town just to challenge it, because that would be silly on your part.
I'm not saying that not to be a fool, but my thing is, from what I be hearing since day one, when the white man or something, they're told to be the bigger person. But when the black man say, if he come to my house, I will blow his head off.
I've never heard that.
They say black men are being violent. Or when black men say, I stand against the white man, they say, you being violent. But when the white man doing it, self-preservation of his people. So I'm just trying to figure out, how is it the women are being blamed when your great grandparents tell you if any man come to you, give it to him 10 million times harder, but when it comes to the white man, turn the other cheek.
Thank you. I don't know where the white man thing came in here, because we weren't talking about white men, we were talking about black men, number one. Number two, I would never tell a man to back down and be nice to white people, but then somebody come to your door. I don't recall having said that, nor have I heard anybody say it. They may have. That might be in your life. That might be y'all silly. That might be in your life, but definitely not mine. Hey, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, Doc, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I just want to make a comment on some of the comments that other people made. I am a white man and proud of it, obviously, but I serve a Jew, which is Jesus Christ. So I believe, I mean, I'm married to an angel that God sent me, okay? And I've been with a lot of women and whatnot, of course, in the Marines and outside of the Marine Corps and whatnot.
Are you going to get to your point?
Yeah, I've only been on for about 10 seconds, so I'm sorry.
Right.
But my point is that we know how to raise our kids. If you just read the Bible, that's so, you know, because you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John who tell us how to raise our children, how to tell us how to take care of our women and our men. Mm-hmm. If we would follow that, we wouldn't be where we are today. And I try and live that example in my community, which is all black. I try and do that in my community. To hire people, we talk. We you know, over here in Milwaukee on 84th Street. I'll tell you right where I'm at.
No, we
talk about that. We talk about these types of things.
Okay.
And the thing about it is that where we're at, we don't have a problem with black and white and whatnot. We talk about this kind of stuff. So I just want to let everybody know that, you know, it's not a black thing or a white thing. It is a human thing, and that's what we have to attack.
All right.
I appreciate your time, Doc.
Thank you much. Now, while I appreciate that, sometimes, right, that's what happens when you do that and make everything evil, like evil. Freudian slip. Even like that, you diminish what people are talking about. We're talking about black men. So when you make a false equivalent and say, well, you know, white people are like that too. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about it. We're not talking about the human race. We're talking about black males. Let me see if I can squeeze them in. Security Mike, you literally have a minute.
Yeah, Al came in.
Took all the time.
Got off the subject and said, so now I'm lost, Dr. King.
Okay.
But men being punctified, I think It comes from that single women raising these young brothers solely by themselves, not holding them accountable, not dealing out that tough love, maybe. I could be wrong, but then here come the kid growing up to be a punkified, as you put it, adult male, maybe.
So
now, I'm through off, man. Al threw me off.
Me too.
And even that last caller, he changed things around to a black versus white versus a black thing as well. So I don't know. But, yeah, we got a lot of soft brothers out here now, but I'm thinking it's from a single parent like that. But I'm from a single parent home.
Me too.
And I've never been a punk.
Never.
So I don't know where we're going.
Yeah. Me either.
What you think?
Well, I got to hang up now because we're about to take a break and go to the top five of five. But thanks, Security Mike. Appreciate you.
All right,
you.
Dr. Ken, I'm listening.
All right, brother. 833-212-1017 is the number. We got top five at five, and I got questions for you. And if you dare, call in and answer. The punkification of black men in Milwaukee. What is going on? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 is next.